CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Finance Minister Peter Bethenfalvy says his government's $214 billion budget, tabled today at Queen's Park, invests in housing, roads, and public services without raising taxes. He pointed out high interest rates are expected to take a toll on Ontario's economy this year, so the spending plan includes projections of weak economic growth and a ballooning deficit. The 200-page document forecasts Ontario's deficit will more than triple from $3 billion last year to $9.8 billion in 2024-2025. Last year's budget predicted Ontario would be back in the black with a modest surplus of $200 million by the 2024-2025 fiscal year. But now the province doesn't expect to return to balance until 2026-2027, when a $500 million surplus is projected. Stratford Police Service have recovered over $26,000 worth of fentanyl and other controlled substances in a bust that also led to four people being charged. Police say the charges stemmed from an investigation into trafficking from a Queen Street residence on March 1st. First, police arrested a 20-year-old man and an 18-year-old man after attending the house in question. Police say a search of a vehicle found 78 grams of fentanyl and $3,400 in cash. Two suspects were charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession for the purpose of trafficking. Later that day, police arrested a 36-year-old woman and a 41-year-old man, both facing charges of possession for the purpose of trafficking. Police say a search of a Queen Street residence turned up 129 grams of fentanyl, along with small amounts of meth and cocaine. Libraries in Grey and Bruce are inviting young people to take part in the 13th annual Grey Bruce Youth Film Festival. Organizer Katie McLeish says the festival is gaining popularity with 26 submissions last year. She says the festival is accepting submissions until May 10th.
So we accept short animated or live action films of a maximum of 10 minutes in length from students in grades 7 through 12. So the deadline for submissions this year is Friday, May 10th. And there's still some time left to do some movie making.
A screening of the selected films will take place at the Owen Sound Galaxy Cinemas in June. Two more beluga whales have died at the Niagara Falls tourist attraction, Marineland. Since 2019, there have been 17 whale deaths at Marineland, sparking an investigation by Ontario's Animal Welfare Services in 2020. Marineland stated the two belugas both died from torsion, abnormal twisting of the stomach. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Listowel Cyclones looking to keep the good times rolling in their Midwestern Conference semifinal against the Air Centennials. Cyclones currently lead this series 2-0. Hear Game 3 live for OHA Playoff Hockey on AM 920 CKNX with Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay. Puck drop at 7:30. Elsewhere, Game 4 has St. Mary's on the road against Strathroy. The Lincolns lead this series 3-0. Maple Leafs defenseman Morgan Riley is listed as a game-time decision for tonight's game against the New Jersey Devils. Head coach Sheldon Keefe says there's a good chance that Riley plays. He had over 24 minutes of ice time during Sunday's contest against Carolina. Leafs special advisor Shane Doan will be in Arizona tonight to watch his son Josh make his debut for the Coyotes. Doan spent 21 seasons with the Oats wearing number 19. His son will wear number 91. And the Blue Jays must feel like they've got something in Joey Votto. The team is keeping the 40-year-old in Florida for extended spring training as he recovers from an ankle injury. Jays begin their season Thursday against the Rays live on CKNX. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Mainly cloudy with a few showers and possibly thunderstorms. Gusty winds tonight with a low near 2. For tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of showers. Southwest winds gusting to 50, high near 5. For Thursday, partly sunny with possible flurries or showers, high near 4. Same for Friday. A mix of sun and cloud, a chance of flurries or showers, and a high of 4.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.